بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نقرأ من كتاب مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة. We're reading from the summary of the fundamentals of أهل السنة والجماعة. وقد وصلنا إلى قوله حفظه الله، وجملة ذلك أيضا أن طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة تقديم العلم والعمل، فاهتمامهم بالعلم النافع المأخوذ من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبهذا سلمت لهم طريقتهم وعقيدتهم، بينما تجد أهل البدع كل يأخذ برأي الشيخ أو برأي عالم من علمائهم، وكل يمشي على طريق. The Sheikh mentioned, may Allah preserve him, he said, and also from the methodology or from the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is to take precedence with knowledge and action, and take importance with knowledge that is beneficial, which is derived from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad, the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah. And by way of them doing this, by way of Ahl Sunnah taking importance with knowledge and action, they have saved their methodology. They have saved their path. They are protected. They are safe with their aqeedah. While at the same time, you find Ahl al-Bid'ah, the people of innovation, every person, they take the opinion of their sheikh, whoever that sheikh may be, or they take the opinion of their scholar, from a scholar from the different scholars, meaning they blindly follow whoever it is that they respect that seem to possess knowledge. They take whatever position or whatever opinion that an individual has without looking to the dalil, without taking importance with knowledge. He said, وَكُلٌّ يَمْشِي عَلَى طَيْقٍ. And everybody, they tread a path. وَهَذَا الْقَوْلِ أن طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة يعني تقديم العلم، بمعنى أنهم أهل السنة هم يقدمون العلم على كل شيء، ويهتمون بتطبيق العلم بأعمالهم. This statement from the Sheikh, where he said that Ahl Sunnah from their way is they take precedence with knowledge, they take importance with knowledge and action. This is a point of importance, that they take precedence with knowledge and action, meaning that they take importance with seeking knowledge in order to implement the knowledge of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and properly understand the Qur'an and the Sunnah as the rightly guided predecessors presented. فَهَذَا فِعْلًا أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ يُقَدِّمُونَ الْعِلْمِ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This is a fact that the people of the Sunnah, they make knowledge to precede everything. وَيَهْتَمُونَ بِتَطْبِيقَ الْعِلْمِ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. They take importance with implementing the knowledge by way of their actions. نعم. ويعلمون أن طلب العلم سبب من أسباب الرفعة. نعم هذا مهم أنهم يعرفون أن طلب العلم سبب من أسباب الرفعة أن الله عز وجل يرفعهم إذا طلبوا العلم وعملوا بعلمهم. فالشيخ ذكر هذا أنهم يعني يرون أهمية تقديم العلم والعمل فاهتمامهم بالعلم النافع المأخوذ من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They take importance with knowledge and they take importance with action because they know that seeking knowledge and implementing the knowledge is a means of Allah raising their status, Allah giving them high status, not just in this dunya, but most importantly in the next life, in paradise. نعم. فالله عز وجل يقول في كتابه الكريم يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in His book that Allah raises up those who believe from amongst you in degrees, and those who have ilm, those utul ilm, those who have knowledge, darajat. He raises those people who have knowledge, He raises them up in degrees, and He raises us those who have iman. نعم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He raises up individuals and levels, individuals who possess iman, individuals who possess any knowledge, based on that, also based on the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said, verily Allah raises up people with this book, and because of this book, Allah raises up peoples, and أقواماً ويضع به آخرين, and He puts down others. كان بمعنى الذي يطبق العلم النافع في حياته فهو بإذن الله تعالى يكون مرفوعا, والذي لا يهتم بعلم النافع وعمل الصالح فهو موضوع. The individual who takes importance with knowledge and knowledge of the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah raises him up. He gives him good status, meaning he has good status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning he has a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he's upon basira, he's upon certainty regarding his deen, this individual. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He mentioned that Allah raises up peoples with this knowledge. Allah raises up people with this knowledge, with this deen, with the book of Allah. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, as Allah says. Allah raises up in degrees those who believe. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ, and those who have knowledge, He raises them up in degrees. Who possess knowledge, He raises them up in degrees. As the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned in the hadith that came to mind, where Allah raises the people up, Allah raises up a people with this book, because of this book. Allah raised up the believers because of this book, the guidance that is therein. And Ahl Sunnah, that is people who love the Sunnah, people who try to hold to that which is pleasing to Allah, regarding the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what they will receive, rifa'. نعم. والشيخ يقول يعني باهتمامهم بالعلم النافع المأخوذ من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هكذا العلم قال الله قال الرسول. العلم قال الله قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. والعلم النافع لا يكون علم النافع حقيقيا لا يكون إلا من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبهذا سلمت لهم طريقتهم وعقيدتهم، بينما تجد أهل البدع كل يأخذ برأي شيخ أو برأي عالم من علمائهم. The Sheikh mentioned, and by way of this, because of this, them meaning because of them taking importance with beneficial knowledge of the Quran and beneficial knowledge from the authentic narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is how their pathway, their tariqah, their methodology, their way of life is preserved. This is how it's saved. This is how their creed, their aqidah is safe, because they take importance with the Quran and they take importance with the sunnah. Na'am, this is how their creed, their belief system is preserved. يعني ثم قال بينما تجد أهل البدع, at the same time while you find the people of innovation, كل يأخذ برأي شيخ, every one from these individuals, they take the opinion of their sheikh. They take opinion of their sheikh. They don't take importance with dalil. They don't take importance with dalil from the Quran and the authentic sunnah. They take the opinion of a particular sheikh, or they take the opinion of a particular scholar from the scholars. And this opinion, a lot of times people who follow their desires, they take whatever opinion suits their whims. They take an opinion that coincides with a view that they already had. إِذَا وَجَدُوا أَنِ قَوْلْ يُوَافِقْ هَوَاهُمْ فَيَأْخُذُونَ بِذَلِكَ الْقَوْلِ إِذَا وَجَدُوا قَوْلًا يُخَالِفْ رَأْيَهُمْ الَّذِينَ يعني الرأي الذي عندهم من قبل فَيَأْخُذُونَ بِذَلِكَ الْقَوْلِ. If they find a position that suits their desires, at which they already wanted to believe, they take that particular position. They find a position from a scholar that's different than what they wish, then they stay away from that. They oppose that particular position. نعم. ولكن الناس الذين يحبون القرآن والسنة واهتمام بهما أي بعلم النافع فهم على علم والبصيرة ويهتمون بدراسة دين الله عز وجل. As far as with those who love the Quran and the Sunnah, and they love to stick to knowledge which is clear, they do different than this. They do not follow the desires with seeking a position that's the most easiest, or seeking the position that's most suitable to their opinion that they've already had prior to even seeking knowledge of this particular subject, whatever it may be. Now, the people of the Sunnah, they try to follow that which is clear, that which gives them insight, that which gives them insight of their deen. Na'am. فالدين الدين ليس برأي. الدين ليس برأي. نعم. كما قال علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال لو كان الدين برأي لكان أسفل الخف أولى بالمسح من أعلاه. نعم. وقد رأيت, قال وقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح على ظاهر خفيه. If the opinions, if the deen of Allah was based on opinions, then anybody can say whatever and do whatever they want based on what seems more sound to them. But the deen of Allah is not based on opinions. It's not based on opinions. As Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he once mentioned, he said, if the deen لو كان الدين بالرأي, if the deen was based on opinions, لو كان الدين بالرأي لكان أسفل الخف, لكان أسفل الخف, then the bottom part of the خف أولى بالمسح. It would be more suitable with wiping the bottom of the foot. If it was based on opinions, it would be more suitable, it would seem more correct to wipe on the bottom of the sock or the bottom of the leather slip-ons, the leather socks, then wiping on the top. However, he said, I saw the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wipe on the top of his leather socks. نعم. فلذلك يعني الدين بالعلم النافع, الدين بالدليل من القرآن والسنة. يعني based on this, the deen, the religion of Allah, is based on that which came in the Quran and that which came in the Sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولا يصلح في هذا الدين كل يمشي على طريق. It's not correct that from the deen of Allah that every individual he treads whatever path he wishes to tread. Rather, نحن يعني جميعا مسلمون مأمورون بأن نتمسك بكتاب الله عز وجل. It's not appropriate for everybody to have their own path. Rather, we are commanded to be united and to all of us hold on to the rope of Allah together. كما قال الله عز وجل, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with unity to hold to the Quran with unity. He told us to stay away from division based on the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you, hold on to the rope of Allah together. Hold on to the rope of Allah together. And the rope of Allah is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the true rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and do not divide amongst yourselves. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the blessings of Allah upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً, when you were once enemy. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. You were once enemies one to another, and Allah brought your hearts together. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. You became brethren one to another. نعم. فلذلك ليس بصحيح أن كل يمشي على رأي أو كل يمشي على طريق ولا نجتمع على كتاب الله وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهكذا اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة. Because of this, it is not appropriate. Because of this proof we mentioned and so many other proofs, يعني الأدلة على أهمية يعني اجتماع وعدم الفرقة, أدلة على ذلك كثيرة. The proofs with regards to unity upon the Quran and the Sunnah and not having division. There's so much proof. This time is not allotted to be able to present the whole of the issue, but there's so many proofs. This ayah that was mentioned is one of proof. It is not correct for us to have division and everyone has their own opinion and everyone has their own position. No, it's upon us to have unity amongst ourselves according to that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, holding to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Wa qala al-shaykh, then the shaykh he mentioned, amma ahlu sunnati wal jama'a وإن كنا نقدر العلماء ونعرف لهم حقهم ومنزلتهم. The Shaykh he mentioned that أهل السنة, the people of the Sunnah that unite upon the Quran and the Sunnah, الحمد لله. The Shaykh, he mentioned أهل السنة والجماعة. He said, وَإِن كُنَّا نُقَدِّرُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. He said, if, you know, he said, وَإِن كُنَّا نُقَدِّرُ الْعُلَمَاءِ, while even, while, you know, while we hold the scholars to high standards and we have respect for them, وَنَعْرِفْ لَهُمْ حَقَّهُمْ, we know their rights, we know their rights, وَمَنْزِلَتَهُمْ, and their status, يعني مكانتهم, we know their, يعني نعرف أنه علينا أن نقدرهم ونهتم ب يعني تقدير لهم واستماع لهم, نعم, واستفادة منهم, نعم, وإن كنا نقدر العلماء ونعرف لهم حقهم ومنزلتهم. We know it is a must that we know that we respect them and we hold them in honor. We look to that, we give them their rights. نعم, and we know their status. كما قال الله عز وجل إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, that those who have fear of Allah most are the scholars. لذلك نحن نقدرهم ونعرف لهم حقهم ومنزلتهم. We know their status. نعرف لهم منزلتهم. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث, العلماء ورثة الأنبياء, إن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينار ولا درهما ولكن ورثوا العلم. نعرف ذلك, وهذا أمر مهم. We know that the scholars are, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, the scholars, they are inheritors. يعني, they are inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he said, العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. The ulama, the scholars, they are inheritors, the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. نعم. He said, لم يورثوا دينار ولا درهما. They do not inherit دينار or dirhams, يعني ولكن ورثوا العلم, however, they inherited knowledge. Because of this, it is incumbent upon us to respect them and to honor them, نعم, and to hold them in high standards and take from them and benefit from them. نعم, قال الشيخ, لكن, then the Shaykh mentioned, يعني after expressing, you know, the importance of respecting the scholars, he said, لكن قد نخالف من لا يوافق الدليل. He said, لكن قد نخالف من لا يوافق الدليل. He said, but we may differ with a scholar in a particular issue. We may differ with a scholar in a particular issue. يعني in that matter, we differ with him in that particular matter that does not coincide with the proof. هذا أمر مهم, لأن بعض الناس ربما يرى أن واجب عليه أن يوافق كل ما يقول الشيخ, كل ما يقول شيخه يظن أنه واجب عليه أن يطيعه أو ينظر إلى منزلة الشيخ, قل هذا عالم كبير كيف يخطئ. لا يعني لا يبذل إلى ذهني أن هذا الشيخ يخطي في مسألة ما. Some individuals, if a scholar, someone says this sheikh or this scholar, he was incorrect in this particular subject because of such and such proof from the Quran or such and such proof from the Hadith. Some individuals say, no, this is Sheikh Fulan. He can't make a mistake. How is this is a sheikh, and he looks at the status of the sheikh and says, no, this sheikh, he's the most knowledgeable of our time. And هو من كبار العلماء بل هو أعلم ناس في عصرنا هذا. He may say, oh, no, this sheikh, he can't make a mistake. He's from the major scholars. He can't make any mistakes. Rather, this, let me say, this individual is the most knowledgeable that's living in our time. He can't be. You're wrong. He's right. Even if you present proof to this individual, لا يصلح. فالشيخ يقول يعني لكن قد نخالف من لا يوافق الدليل. So it's a possibility that we may differ from this, from a person that does not has a position that does not coincide with the proof. We may differ with the individual that takes a position that does not coincide with the proof. He said, لأنهم قد يجتهدون ويخطئون. لأن العالم قد يجتهد ويخطئ في اجتهاده. كما أخذنا الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا اجتهد الحاكم فأصاب فله أجران وإذا أخطأ فله أجر واحد. إذا أخطأ فله أجر. And this reminds us of this, the hadith that we have taken, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that if the حاكم, meaning the عالم, the person who has علم, if he derives and makes a ruling in a matter and it's correct, then he gets two rewards. But if he makes a mistake, then he gets one reward. نعم. ولكن الذي يعني يقلد العالم برأيه وأخطأ العالم له أجر. ولكن ليس لك أجر واحد إذا أخطأ الشيخ وأنت يعني تتابعه في ذلك الخطأ. ليس لك أجر. الأجر لذلك الشيخ ليس للذي يتبعه في خطأه أجر. نعم. إذا أخطأ العالم فله أجر واحد. ليس للمن يتبعه أجر في ذلك. فلذلك علينا أن نهتم بالعلم النافع. نهتم بالأدلة من الكتاب والسنة. يعني this statement of the Shaykh, we said, it's a possibility that we may differ with someone who does not, who has a position that differs or does not, in, that does not coincide with the proof. We may defer with someone that has a position that does not coincide with the proof. And he said, because it's a possibility that a scholar, يعني قد يجتهدون, it's a possibility that scholars, they may strive to derive a correct position in a particular matter, while not arriving at the correct ruling. While not arriving to the correct ruling, he may strive to receive the truth. He may strive, يعني يجتهد. He may strive to arrive to the truth, but he still make a mistake in his judgment, in his conclusion of his understanding, regarding that particular position that he has taken. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "إذا اجتهد الحاكم, if the hakim, the person who's seeking the ruling, seeking understanding, this alim, this person of knowledge, if he makes ijtihad and he's correct, he gets two rewards. And if he's incorrect, then he gets one reward. This does not mean that the one who follows this scholar in this mistake that he's made, that he's going to get one reward also. This does not mean that. It does not mean that the one who follows this sheikh or this yani alim in this particular, or this da'i, this caller in this particular mistake, that he's going to get the same reward. نعم فلذلك يعني لا يعني نتبع كل من يأتي بقول أو برأي. Because of this, we do not follow anyone who just comes with any particular statement or any particular يعني position. إنما نحن نتبع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rather, we follow the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما قال الله عز وجل اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يعني اتبعوا, follow that which came down to you from your Lord. ولا تتبعوا من دونه, and do not follow other than him. لا تتبعوا من دونه, يعني نتبع كتاب الله وسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. We follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال الله عز وجل ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء, do not follow other than him. Do not follow other than him, يعني as أولياء, as helpers, maintainers. Do not, يعني لا نقلد. هذا دليل على عدم جواز تقليد أعمى. This is proof of the impermissibility of blind following. نعم. فقال فكم نواب, قال الشيخ شيخ محمد شيخ أبو محمد عبد الحميد الحجوري, الشيخ أبو محمد عبد الحميد الحجوري said, فكم نوافق الإمام أحمد وكم نخالفه وكم نوافق الإمام الشافعي وكم نخالفه وكم نوافق أبا حنيفة وكم نخالفه وكم نوافق مالك وكم نخالفه. The Sheikh mentioned, how many times have we agreed with Sheikh with Imam Ahmad, and how many times have we disagreed with him? How many times did we agree with Imam al-Shafi'i? How many times have we disagreed with him? Meaning, there's certain things that we'll find from all of the ulama that are correct. There's certain things that we'll find from all of these ulama, all of these scholars, that yani, it's incorrect. It doesn't mean that they are upon deviance, but it's a must that we look to the dalil from the Qur'an and the Sunnah. He said, how many times do we agree, have we agreed with Imam Ahmad? And how many times have we disagreed with him? Meaning his position. فِي اجْتِهَادِهِ وَكَمْ, he said, how many times have we agreed with Imam al-Shafi'i? And how many times have we disagreed with him? And how many times that we agree with Abu Hanifa? And how many times do we disagree with him? So how many times that we agree with Imam Malik? And how many times have we disagreed with him? Meaning many. There are many issues that we will agree with based on the Dalil. And there are many issues that we may disagree with based on Dalil. لأنهم مجتهدون يصيبون ويخطئون. So because they, as he mentioned earlier, because they are مجتهدون يجتهدون يعني وقد يخطئون. They seek the truth, but they may make mistake. وهذا يذكرنا بقول إمام مالك رحمه الله, وكذلك هذا القول جاء عن مجاهد وعن غيرهم, لكن الشهرة عن إمام مالك رحمه الله, فقال معنى كل يؤخذ من قوله ويرد إلا صاحب هذا القبر. كل يؤخذ من قوله ويرد إلا صاحب هذا القبر, وأشار إلى قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This reminds us when we say, you know, how many times have we agreed with Imam Malik and how many times have we disagreed with him? And this reminds us when a statement where he mentions all of these different ulama, يعني ذكر أسماء كل هذه العلماء العلماء الأربعة, يعني when he mentioned these four scholars, it reminds us of a statement of Imam Malik. And all of the ulama, كلهم لهم قول قريب إلى مثل هذا القول. All of the scholars, they have a statement similar to this statement. يعني كلهم ما كانوا يحبون من يقلدهم. ما كانوا يحبوا أحدا أن يقلدهم. These scholars, they didn't like anyone to blindly follow them. Imam Malik mentioned once, he said, كُلٌ يُؤْخَذْ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ وَيُرَدْ. He said, everyone, their statement is accepted or rejected. كُلٌ يُؤْخَذْ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ وَيُرَدْ إِلَّا صَاحِبْ هَذِ الْخَبَرِ. He said, except for the one who's in this grave. And he, وأشار إلى قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he pointed to the grave of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلذلك علينا اتباع ولا ابتداع ولا بتقليد الأعمى لشيخ من المشايخ. And based on this, it is upon us to follow, meaning follow the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and to not innovate, and also to be careful to just not blindly follow something that a sheikh may say. Blindly following something that someone says, it's best, it's very important to follow the dalil, to follow that which, وَلَيْسَ بِي يعني عَيْبٍ لَيْسَ بِي عَيْبٍ أَن تَطْلُبْ مِنْ شَيْخِكْ دَلِيلٍ إِذَا قَالَ إِذَا سَأَلْتَهُ سُؤَالٍ فَأَجَابَ بِنَعَمْ أَوْ لَا فَلَيْسَ بِعَيْبٍ أَن تَقُلْ هَلْ مِنْ مُمْكِنْ تَذْكُرْ لِي دَلِيلًا بَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. It is nothing strange or shameful for you if you ask your sheikh or you ask your teacher or you ask the person that you sought a fatwa, sought a ruling regarding, to ask him for proof. There's nothing bad, there's nothing shameful regarding this. As long as it's done with dignity and it's done with respect, there's nothing wrong with asking. If you ask a question to someone that you respect, to ask them, is there a possibility that you remember some proof regarding this particular matter? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قل فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون بالبينات والزبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. بالبينات يعني بالبينات, with clear evidences. فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون بالبينات. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know, with any clear evidences. هذا دليل على أخذ العلم بالدليل, أخذ الدين بالدليل. This is a proof regarding taking knowledge with proof. He said, ask the people of knowledge if you do not know, with clear evidences. نعم. فقال الشيخ, الشيخ he mentioned, فالواجب الأخذ بالدليل. فالأخذ بالدليل هو المتعين على أهل السنة والجماعة وما سموا بذلك إلا لتعظيمهم لما جاء عن الله عز وجل وما جاء عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, so taking knowledge with proof is incumbent. He said, فالواجب الأخذ بالدليل. He said, so taking knowledge with proofs is incumbent. فالأخذ بالدليل, taking information, taking knowledge regarding your religion with proofs, this is what the people of the Sunnah are upon. This is what they're upon. And of course, يعني طبعا تجد أفراد لا يهتمون بالعلم لكن يتكلم الشيخ من حيث الجملة يعني من حيث الجماعة. And of course I mentioned that, you know, you may find some individuals that do not follow everything, every issue with proof, but this is regarding a particular individual. This is regarding a particular individual, but we're speaking regarding the usul Ahlul Sunnah. We're speaking about the principles of the people who love the Sunnah. And this is how they get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see the people of the Sunnah, they see that it is incumbent upon them to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with proofs. They take importance with the Sunnah. And the Shaykh, he said, وما سموا بذلك إلا لتعظيمهم لما جاء عن الله عز وجل وما جاء عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Said they have not called, they have not been called أهل السنة والجماعة except because they honor and they have great respect for the Dalil, for that which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have honor for that which comes. They glorify that which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They glorify that which comes from the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They glorify the glorification. They hold it to high standards. They honor it. This is why they're called Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Because they hold the Qur'an and the sunnah with dignity. They hold to the Qur'an and the sunnah. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بسنتي. He said, فإنه من يعيش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. إنه من يعيش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين فتمسكوا بها عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وتمسكوا بها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told the believers, he said, whoever lives from amongst you, he's going to see a lot of differing. He's going to see a lot of differing. So it's upon you. It's upon you to hold to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided predecessors. He said, تَمَسَّكُ بِهَا, hold on to it. سَعَضُ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ, bite down upon it with the molar teeth. Meaning, hold on to the sunnah, especially in times of fitna, in times of trial. كَمَا نَعِيشُ فِي عَصْرِنَا هَذَا. يعني نلاحظ ونشاهد فتن, فعلينا أن نتمسك بكتاب الله عز وجل وبسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. نلاحظ ونشاهد فتن كثيرة, فعلينا بأخذ الدين بالبرهان, أي من الكتاب ومن السنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Such as the times that we're living in today, we see a lot of trial. We're witnessing a lot of fitna. We're noticing a lot of tests that the believers and other than the believers are going through. There's a lot of differing that takes place in this time. It's upon us to hold to the book of Allah and to hold to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in times such as this. He said, upon you to follow my way and to follow the way of my rightly guided predecessors, meaning the Sahaba. Meaning it's upon us to follow the methodology of the Salaf al-Salih. It's incumbent upon us to follow the way of the rightly guided predecessors. Na'am. And we honor the Qur'an. We honor the Sunnah. We honor it. Na'am. فالواجب الأخذ بالدليل. فالأخذ بدليل هو المتعين على أهل السنة والجماعة وما سموا بذلك إلا لتعظيمهم لما جاء عن الله عز وجل وما جاء عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. We hold to that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called to. We hold to the Quran and we hold to that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called to. That which he implemented, that which he approved of. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والحمد لله رب العالمين.